My name is Mike Thornton. This is Full Logic Reverse.
We have some revolutionary poetry from the San Quentin Six Posse. We got Vato, Luis Talamantes, we got David Johnson, and we got Sundiata Tate, San Quentin Six Posse.
When the smoke clears, appears a prisoner in a solitary cell, one of the longest held political prisoners in America and a people soldier whom we all dearly love, last of the San Quentin Six left inside the prison walls. Hey, is he gung fu fighting and shadow boxing in his cell, keeping pace with phantoms past, daily exercising, keeping up his solitary strength and keeping on entombed inside the shoe at Pelican Bay?
No way!
Will you ever overcome this beautiful brother who's been keeping on? And when there's no other choice left when doing life,
when the smoke clears,
you see, ex-prisoner G. Jaga got himself free June 10th after 27 years of California prison captivity. And when
going Telpo and the FBI
put him for being a dedicated revolutionary for waging people's war against the state within the state,
no,
is this the only victory worth to see? It's been long coming. Now, free all political prisoners. Free Yogi and Rochelle.
When the smoke clears,
another brother looks out from Pelican Bay. He's been fighting on longer than anyone else I know. 35 years in one long stretch. Brother
Rochelle McGee,
who only recently got himself onto the prison main line for a much-needed change from prison solitary. So, survivor of the Marin County shootout
27 years ago.
When the smoke clears,
unforgotten are the three slain brothers, two of them prisoners from San Quentin.
Bill Christmas, James McClain,
and one 17-year-old
Man-Child Jonathan,
all killed at the same time.
August 7th, 1970.
Their heroic memory lives on.
When the smoke clears,
we'll see clearly 26 years ago our fallen prison comrade and you killed dead by the state of California and the San Quentin prison guard.
August 21st, 1971.
We are here today,
September 20th, 1997.
To remember and pay our revolutionary respects to Comrade G, whom today we revere in our hearts.
Comrade Spirit lives,
inspiring tens of thousands of prisoners every day across the nation who struggle to stay alive. Struggle behind walls of institutional hate and violence, behind bars and barriers of two separate worlds.
Don't go there!
Behind barbed wire of their fraternal, eternal imprisonment. Prisoners for whom we must speak. When we speak, we say,
never surrender! Never give up!
In the name of Comrade G and other fighters fallen,
fight on!
Unless you die inside. Die of old age and neglect, when in captivity wild and free.
When the smoke clears, don't go back.
Never said die. And when the smoke clears, we urge you on by any means at your disposal.
Vince Ramos!
Overcome, so we can declare with revolutionary sincerity that we will overcome someday Vince Ramos. Already knowing in our locked up hearts that many inside will forever remain inside, will not survive, and cannot continue to live much longer. Comrades will remain lost in a tomb who cannot escape.
eyes are blotted out. Prisoners never again see the light of day nor the stars of night. See you nor I.
Don't go there!
It is a very, very dark place.
When the smoke clears!
Attica's there. It has not gone away. Attica still cries out for justice. September 13th, 1971, 26 years late. If you were not yet born, bless your heart.
Attica looms
up on the horizon of our collective minds. The state massacre that took place there
only yesterday,
and which we must not ever forget. The Attica comrades were beaten, tortured, shot, and slain on national TV, and we watched the horror show of life in America during the 70s.
Attica
lives this moment within our minds. The Attica family feels the same pain today, same as when this state atrocity occurred and Rockefeller said,
"So what?"
And we say,
"Fuck you back!"
When the smoke clears,
remember all the fallen comrades from that time.
From Attica. From other times, from other prisons and places of confinement, from places nobody knows the name of or where they are.
Don't go there!
You are the prison comrades,
past and present.
We greet you all,
every single one of you.
Greetings
from our world to your world.
Greetings
to you from our hearts and souls.
When the smoke clears,
our memory is the printed word we read and write today. To those of us who carry on struggling to move ahead, lest we too again
land in prison,
never see the light of day, die at the hands of the common oppressor, die for having remained silent too long, for not fighting back.
Fight back! State power!
We challenge.
State power!
We see.
State power!
That already has grown too much for our mutual and utter detriment. What do we say?
Fight back!
Fight back! Fight for rough state power that has already killed us too much.
State power!
Which has drunk our blood.
Broken our hearts and our bones.
Erased our lives, eliminated and shrunk our numbers. Taking us to early, early grave.
State power!
Which gains unacceptable strength over us, tries defeating us at every turn, and as explained in...
Blood in my eye!
Blood in my eye, written in the blood of Comrade George Jackson.
When the smoke clears!
Our recent collective loss of Brother Nate is still fresh in mind. Ex-prisoner and people's lawyer fighting for justice here. Bay Area, loyalties and sympathy were always with the oppressed masses everywhere.
With prisoners everywhere!
With you and I.
When that smoke clears!
From us, from myself, Uniata, David, Dorothy, Saul, Michael, and Jumbe, Bill, from others I mentioned here, but unforgotten, who took your hand one last time at the end. Final solidarity.
Solidarity forever!
Solidarity forever!
Solidarity forever!
When the smoke clears, Rock On is remembered. This forgotten brother in prison was there with us at San Quentin that fatal August day when Comrade G was assassinated. Luis Lopez stood at the door of AC along with Yoke, Suniata, and others while Comrade's brother ran out onto the prison asphalt on a Saturday afternoon. Rock On passed away in prison last Father's Day. And when in remembering, I was late to his funeral, but you had my solidarity always. And you too this day are remembered.
When the smoke clears!
Our hearts heave a final sigh, hurting sigh, for what has passed by these many years, 20, 30 years in past memory, in blurring, fading memory, old soldiers slowly become old with unfailing memory for a fallen comrade, remembering things to remember until death bites the dust.
When?
Me! many times.
We were unable to change the tide nor make much difference when solidarity was all we could hope and ask for.
Solidarity forever!
Even after you die. Even after you die for all those who died and struggled and fell by the wayside of indifference.
You made a great difference to us.
Each of us with his own memory for those who died forgotten and unknown. The enemy who still wars on us in the name of
law and order
and corrupt power and because of racist hatred, patriotic hypnosis, and other things unworthy of our mention and attention.
For those who died
each day in prison or wait to die on the death rows across the nation,
you are not forgotten.
You live on through us.
Prison revolutionary!
For all the dead we speak, for those alive, we salute you here and now.
Stay alive!
Continue to fight!
Struggle day to day.
Fight!
Under the hard-won banner.
Black August!
Black August, when people gave their lives and shrunk where we, each of us, come finding our way out of imprisonment. Let Black August be inspiration for all, both inside and outside prison, when we must never forget. We'll never forget. Standing naked and powerless when going through the degrading motions of the thousands of in prison, strip searches, and which is everyday prison life, undignified, humanizing, something never to forget.
Something we will never forget.
Don't go there! When the smoke clears,
comrade spirit will fortify and encourage us on, will guide us in moving forward, even when standing alone in solitary confinement, but standing always in solidarity.
Solidarity forever!
And against the common enemy.
When the smoke clears,
all who resist, no matter our personal agenda, name, race, color, or aspiration.
Fight together!
And against the common enemy and love your imprisoned brother.
Stop the killing!
Come together!
Together we will overcome.
Mr. Ramos,
never give up the struggle!
Or you die, dying for nothing, anonymously.
Break out!
Stay alive to fight another day. In the spirit of our mutual comrade who gave up his life for his revolutionary belief, la lucha continua.
When the smoke clears!
In the name of prisoners everywhere and yet to be born, yet to be taken by the state from our communities and from our homes.
The struggle is never over!
Never done!
Never lost! Venceremos!
Venceremos!
Palante, palante, as the Boricua comrades and prisoners of war say, from their eternal prison cells across the land.
When the smoke clears!
Palante!
Forward, comrades!
War of prison liberation has yet to be won, has yet to be lost.
It's still being fought!
In every prison!
In every dungeon hole!
In every lost mind that cannot see the overall strategy!
A mad struggle!
And when the smoke clears, where the imprisoned spirit has yet to be broken by state oppression, can be sustained and revived
by you and I.
And by solidarity!
By everyone here, we urge you on by our common revolutionary belief. If you die, you die.
But never surrender!
Never make the enemy stronger who oppresses us all.
Never give up!
Never retreat!
Never roll over!
Never debrief!
When the smoke clears,
we will be there!
We will be there!
Those who no longer are!
When the smoke clears,
to each his own contribution,
his own conscience.
Never give up.
Never back down.
Make your personal contribution to the struggle, your life's work.
And stay strong.
And when the smoke clears.
When the smoke clears.